कुंज बिहारी जय राधा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनन्दना व्रजजनरञ्जना यशोदनन्दना व्रजजनरञ्जना यशोदनन्दना व्रजजनरञ्जना यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी। जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा राम राम हरे हरे। जयो राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय शील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 24 एंटाइटल्ड चैंटिंग द सॉन्ग संग बाय लॉर्ड शिवा टेक्स्ट 44 दर्शनम नो दिदृक्षूनाम देही भागवतार्चितम रूपम प्रियतमम स्वानाम सर्वेन्द्रिय गुणांजनम दर्शनम नो दिदृक्षूनाम देही भागवतार्चितम् रूपं प्रियतमं स्वानां सर्वेन्द्रियगुणांजनम् दर्शनं नो दिदृक्षूनां देही भागवतार्चितम् रूपं प्रियतमं स्वानां सर्वेन्द्रिय गुणांजनम् दर्शनं नो दिदृक्षूनां देही भागवतार्चितम् रूपं प्रियतमं स्वानां सर्वेन्द्रिय गुणांजनम् दर्शनं नो दिदृक्षूनां देही भागवतार्चितम् रूपं प्रियतमं स्वानां सर्वेन्द्रियगुणांजनम् दर्शनं नो दिदृक्षूनां देही भागवतार्चितम् रूपं प्रियतमं स्वानां सर्वेन्द्रियगुणांजनम् ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद माय डियर लॉर्ड आई विश टू सी यू एग्जैक्टली इन द फॉर्म दैट यूर वेरी डियर डिवोटीज वर्शिप यू हैव मेनी अदर फॉर्म्स बट आई विश टू सी यूर फॉर्म दैट इज स्पेशली लाइक by the devotees. Please be merciful upon me and show me that form. For only that form worshipped by the devotees can perfectly satisfy all the demands of the senses. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the Shruti or Veda Mantra, it is said that the Supreme Absolute Truth is Sarva Kamaha, Sarva Gandha, Sarva Rasaha. Or in other words, he is known as Raso Vaisaha, the source of all relishable relationships. We have various senses, the power of seeing, tasting, smelling, touching, etc. And all the propensities of our senses can be satisfied when the senses are engaged in the service of the Lord. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhaktir Uchyate. Bhakti means engaging all the senses in the service of the master of the senses, Rishikesh. Narada Pancharatra describes. These material senses, however, cannot be engaged in the service of the Lord. Therefore, one has to become free from all designations. Sarvopadi vinur muktam tat paratvena nirmalam. One has to become free from all designations or false egotism and thus become purified. When we engage our senses in the service of the Lord, the desires or the inclinations of the senses can be perfectly fulfilled. Lord Shiva therefore wants to see the Lord in a form which is inconceivable to the both the philosopher or the Buddhist. That's why we have seen the previous verses, Lord Shiva is praying to different presiding deities of different elements. So he is getting purified. Sarvopadi vinur muktam tat paratvena nirmalam. And now he is desiring to see this form which is worshipped by his dear devotees. The impersonalist and the voidist also have to see the form of the Absolute. In Buddhist temples, there are forms of Lord Buddha in meditation. But these are not worshipped like the forms of the Lord in Vaishnava temples. Forms like Radha Krishna, Sitaram or Lakshmi Narayan. Amongst the different sampradayas, either Radha Krishna or Lakshmi Narayan is worshipped. Lord Shiva wants to see that form perfectly, just as the devotees want to see it. The words Rupam Priyatamam Swanam are specially mentioned here, indicating that Lord Shiva wants to see that form which is very dear to the devotees. The word Swanam is especially significant because only the devotees are very, very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The jnanis, yogis and karmis are not particularly dear. For the karmis simply want to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their order supplier. The jnanis want to see him to become one with him. And the yogis want to see him particularly, want to see him partially represented within their heart as Paramatma. But the bhaktas or the devotees want to see him in his complete perfection. As stated in Brahma Samhita, Venum kvanantam aravinda dalayataksham barhavatam samasitam buddhasundarangam kandarpakotikamaniya vishesha shobham govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primal Lord, who is adept at playing on his flute, whose eyes are blooming like lotus petals, whose head is bedecked with peacock feathers, whose beauty is tinged with the hue of blue clouds, and whose unique loveliness charms millions of cupids. Thus Lord Shiva's desire to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is described in this way. That is, he wants to see him as he appears to the Bhagavatas, the devotees. The conclusion is that Lord Shiva wants to see him in complete perfection and not in the impersonalist or voidist way. Although the Lord is one in his various forms, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim, still his form as the young enjoyer of the gopis and companion of the cowherd boys, Kishore Murti, is the most perfect form. Thus, Vaishnavas accept the form of the Lord in his Vrindavan pastimes as the chief form. We'll also read 45 and 46. Snigdha Pravrud Ghanashyamam Sarva Saundarya Sangraham Charuaya Chaturbahu Sujata Ruchinananam Padmakosha Palashaksham Sundarabhru Sunasikam Sudvijam Sukapolasyam Samakarna Vibhushanam. Translation: the Lord's beauty resembles a dark cloud during the rainy season. As the rainfall glistens, his bodily features also glistens. Indeed, he is the sum total of all beauty. The Lord has four arms and an exquisitely beautiful face and with eyes like lotus petals, a beautiful highly raised nose, a mind attracting smile, a beautiful forehead, and equally beautiful and fully decorated ears. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamcha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare So very beautiful verse. So here it is mentioned. Darshanam no didrukshunam dehi bhagavata architam rupam priyatamam swanam sarvendriya gunanjanam. So my dear Lord, I wish to see you exactly in the form that your very dear devotees worship. You have many other forms, but I wish to see your form that is especially liked by the devotees. Please be merciful upon me and show me that form, for only that form worshipped by the devotees can perfectly satisfy all the demands of the senses. Hare Krishna. So welcome all of you for the Srimad Bhagavatam class. So after praying to the presiding deities of different elements, Lord Shiva is now praying to Lord to please show that beautiful form. So Acharya writes, remembering in this way, purifying the body, senses and mind, by offering respects, he has become qualified. So we also, before start our worship, any worship or especially in the morning, we do Manas Puja. So we are remembering the Lord, purifying our body and senses and mind and offering respects. So by that we are becoming qualified to enter into the altar and to do the service to the Lord. Now he prays to see the Lord. What form should I show you? Lord asks. It should be beautiful, most loved by your devotees. This excludes the universal form. It is attractive being covered by the senses, qualities and form. Being covered with senses, qualities and form. This excludes the Brahman. Or the form has a beneficial guna, ointment, for all the senses. Or the form has a beneficial ointment for all the senses. So that the senses give up the blindness of experiencing material enjoyment. and are able to experience the Lord taking on his vision. So this is very beautiful. Please show me that form which has beneficial ointment for all the senses. So this is anjanam. So here also word is mentioned, the gunanjanam. So this anjanam ointment, that special form has that ointment for all the senses, so that the senses give up the blindness of experiencing material enjoyment and are able to experience the Lord taking on his vision. The Shruti says, Chakshusas Chakshu, the Lord is the eyes of the eyes. So Darshanam. So Lord Shiva is praying for the Darshanam. So we see in the Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam also, Kunti Maharani, she prays, Vipadah Santutah Shashvat, Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru, Bhavato Darshanam Yasyat, Apunar Bhava Darshanam. So she is saying, Bhavato Darshanam Yasyat, Apunar Bhava Darshanam, that if I get your darshan, then I will not experience or I will not see this material world again and again. So there in the purport it is written, these dangers are a great blessings to me, she is praying. To give benefit to us, you destroy unsteadiness caused by intoxication with material comfort by giving the ointment of dangers arising out of your mercy. So this, she is saying that this dangers is the ointment. Because of these dangers, I will see you again and again. You know? Because I will remember you like that. So this is the ointment arising out of your mercy. So these dangers are because of your mercy. Through those dangers, we can see you. By seeing you, we no longer will see the suffering of material existence. So she is also praying for that ointment. So that ointment here is the, we have another shlok, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti. So that ointment of love that pure devotees they have in their eyes, and they see Santa Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti, and they see the Lord in the heart, and they experience the Lord's presence in their heart. And here Kunti Maharani, she's also praying for that ointment, but that ointment is that dangers, ointment of dangers, so that she can see the Lord again and again. Tamal Krishna Maharaj, I read somewhere, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he says that problems and sufferings in our lives, they are the servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they help us to go closer and closer to Krishna. So this material world is a place of suffering, Prabhupada writes here. But the less intelligent people, they try to resolve those problems, suffering. They spend their time, energy, everything to resolving those problems. But devotee understand the reality of this world. And they, knowing the nature of this world, they seek the positivity in spiritual field. So in her next prayer, Kunti Maharani, she says, so what are those blinders? Janma Ishwarya Shrutir Shribhir Edhaman Madappuman. What is the next line? Naiva arhati abhidhatum vai tvam akinchana gochar. So this Janma Aishwarya Shruta Shri, these are the blinders and these are the intoxicators, and they blind us they are the coverings of this on the senses, so that we cannot see this Lord. The principle of life should be to decrease the degree of material intoxication. which leads one to be more and more illusioned about the aim of life. So these blinders, they decrease the dig the these blinders actually they actually they intoxicate one, and it leads one to more and more illusioned. Consequently, such materially puffed up persons are incapable of uttering the holy names of the Lord by addressing him feelingly, O Govinda, O Krishna. So he cannot utter the name of the Lord with feelings. So in the third canto, there are beautiful, Shukdev Goswami speaks, the yogis, they meditate on the form of the Lord and different, and meditation of different limbs of the Lord, how they are helpful for the sadhaka. So the, there it is mentioned, tasyavalokam adhikam kripayati ghora tapatrayo pashamanaya nisrishtam akshno snigdhasmitanugunitam vipula prasadam dheyachiram vipula bhavanaya guhayam. So there it is mentioned, tasyavalokam adhikam kripayatu ghoram. So that meditating on the Lord's eyes, that akshno, what it does, it eyes soothe the most fearful threefold agonies of his devotees. So meditating on the eyes soothe the most fearful threefold agonies of his devotees. Tapatrayo upashamanaya, that is the benefit of meditating on the Lord's eye. And his glance, snigdhasmitanugunitam vipula prasadam, and his glance is accompanied by loving smiles, are full of abundant grace. His loving smile is accompanied by full of abundant grace. Prabhupada writes very beautiful purport to this shlok and the next shlok. As long as one is in conditioned life in the material body, it is natural that he will suffer from anxieties and agonies. One cannot avoid the influence of material energy. Even when one is on the transcendental plane, he cannot avoid the influence of material energy. Sometimes disturbances come, but the agonies and anxieties of the devotees are at once mitigated when they think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his beautiful form or the smiling face of the Lord. So meditating on the beautiful form of the Lord and smiling face of the Lord, that agonies and anxieties of the devotees, they are mitigated. The Lord bestows innumerable favors upon his devotees, and the greatest manifestation of his grace is his smiling face, which is full of compassion for his pure devotees. Somebody said that, somebody told Gauram Prabhu somewhere that you don't know where you are. You know, you are sitting on gold of mine. You know, this place is gold of mine. You don't know where you are sitting. Mine gold. Mine of gold. So, but we don't know where we are. That we have fortune of seeing that beautiful smile of the Lord every day. You know, how many times, the more you come for the darshan in the temple, more your heart is filled with that grace. So it is beautiful. So next verse, very famous shlok. Hasam hare ravanita akhila loka tivra shokashru sagara vishoshanam atyudaram sammohanaya rachitam nijamayayasya bhrumandalam munikrute makaradhvajasya. So here it is mentioned, the previous verse mentioned about the meditating on the eyes of the Lord and his glance. And here it is mentioned meditation on the beautiful smile of the Lord. So what does that smile do? Hasam harer avanitaha ki lokativra shokashu sagar vishoshanam atyudaram. So that smile, tivra shokashu sagar vishoshanam, dries away the ocean of tears caused by intense grief. So that jiva, since for the long time, he has shed that tears, and that tears will make the ocean another ocean. So that ocean dries away just by meditating on the smile of the beautiful smile of the Lord. And next he mentions sammohanaya rachitum nijamayasya bhrumandanam munikrite makaradhvajasya. And his eyebrows, that eyebrows sammohanaya rachitam nijamayasya bhrumandanam, that eyebrows are manifestation of nijamayasya, that internal potency of the Lord. And what does it do? Eyebrows, they charm Cupid for good of the sages. So Prabhupada writes beautifully in the purport. The generous smile lifts the devotees from the ocean of grief and drowns them in the ocean of bliss. Or the smile dries up the ocean of tears caused by material suffering and increase the ocean of bliss in prema, which is far beyond the material world. So it is stated in this verse that the charming eyebrows of the Lord are so fascinating that they cause one to forget the charm of sense attraction. The conditioned souls are shackled to material existence because they are captivated by the charms of sense gratification, especially sex life. The sex god is called Makaradhvaja. The charming brows of the Supreme Personality of Godhead protect the sages and devotees from being charmed by material lust and sex attraction. And there is a beautiful example Prabhupada mentions. Example of Yamunacharya. So even he spit on the thought of that. So thus, if one wants to be aloof from sex attraction, he must see the charming smile and fascinating eyebrows of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we should try, after class, we should try to focus on the charming smile of the Lord, the eyebrows of the Lord, his beautiful eyes. So like that. And next verse mentions, one should meditate upon the Lord's laughter, an easy object of meditation, which shows his teeth like a row of jasmine birds with a shining full red lips. So like that. So next verse, 45-46, Lord Shiva, he mentions about different limbs of the Lord. Snigdha pravrudha ghanashyamam sarva saundarya sangraham charuaya chaturbahu sujata ruchinananam. So snigdha pravrudha ghanashyamam. So the Lord's body is snigdha pravrudha ghanashyamam. Snigdha is glistening. Pravrudha is rainy season. Ghanashyamam. Ghanashyamam is densely cloudy. So his body is, the color of his body is like the dark clouds. And sarva saundarya sangraham, it is sum total of all beauty. Charu aya chatur bahu. Charu means beautiful, ayata means long, and chatur bahu, this his four hands they are like long arms. Sujata Ruchinananam. And his ananam, ananam is the face. Sujata Ruchinananam is exquisitely beautiful face. Padma Kosha Palashaksham. His eyes, they are mentioned Padma Kosha Palasha. So Padma is the lotus and Palasha is leaves. The leaves inside the lotus. The kosha. Kosha is inside part of the lotus. So like that. His eyes. Sundara Bhru Sunasikam. Bhru is Sundara means here. Sundara is beautiful. Bhru is eyebrows. And Sunasikam. His Nasika, the nose, that is very beautiful. Sudvijam, Sukapolasyam, his dvijam, Sudvijam means his teeth, they are also very beautiful. And Sukapolasyam, his forehead, that is also very beautiful. Samakarna Vibhushanam, and Samakarna means well proportioned. His ears, they are mentioned Samakarna and Vibhushanam, and those ears are decorated with the various ornaments. So Acharya mentions very beautifully. So Sneha means affection or generating affection or glossy. So Sneha has three meanings. That is, Sneha means affection, generating affection, and glossy. So that Shiva, Lord Shiva is mentioning about that form which can generate affection, which has affection, and which is glossy. So like that. So especially here it is mentioned the Chaturbahu, the four-handed form. So those who are in the Aishwarya mood, they worship the Lord in the Vaikuntha, Chaturbahu. But those who are in the attracted to the sweetness of the Lord, they worship the two-handed forms of the Lord. So when Lord Chaitanya, he met Raghupati Upadhyay in Alaranath, and he has composed a verse which pleased Lord Chaitanya very much. So there it is mentioned, that verse mentions, Shama meva param rupam puri madhupuri vara vayakaishorakam dheyam adya eva pororasaha. So there it is mentioned, Shamam evam param rupam, that param rupa, that amongst all the forms of the Lord, the param, the topmost form is the Shamsundar form, two-handed Shamsundar form. And Puri Madhupuri Vara, and among all the abodes, the topmost abode is Madhupuri, that is the Mathura Vrindavan. Vayak Kaishorakam Dheyam, and one should meditate on the form of the Lord. So which form? In the age, the Kaishora age form, especially the gopis, they have attracted to that Kaishora age form. And Adya Eva Parorasaha, and the Parorasa, is the Adya Eva, means the Madhurya Ras is the topmost. So the gopis, they have attracted to this Kaishora form, and which is most attractive and most beautiful. So when the gopis saw Krishna in Kurukshetra, so he was in Rajavesh. So they say that in Kurukshetra there are crowds of people, elephants and horses, and also the rattling of chariots. But in Vrindavan, there are flower gardens, and the humming of the bees and chirping of the birds can be heard. Here in Kurukshetra, you are dressed like a royal prince. accompanied by great warriors, but in Vrindavan, you appeared just like an ordinary cowherd boy, accompanied only by your beautiful flute. So we want to see that form. We are not attracted by this form. So those gopis attracted to this beautiful form, and they forgot all the social customs, all the family and everything. Pati sudan vayat bhatru bandhavat ati vilangate antya chutagata, and they given up everything. And we see in the opposite, the bhakti in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami, he says that, but those who are attracted to the family and to the friends of this material world, they should not go to the Keshi Ghat, where the Govinda is standing with his flute. He's playing the flute. Ma prekshastastava yadi sakhe bandhu sangyastiranga. So like that. So here, snigdha pravrud ghanashyamam, we saw the three meanings. Snigdha means affection, and also that create affection, and also very glossy. And also another meaning of snigdha is hiteshi. He is the well-wisher. So Lord, out of his compassion, he is exhibiting, he is showing this form. He is well-wisher of his devotee. So Krishna is affectionate towards devotee. And when devotees see this beautiful form, they become affectionate towards Krishna. They become attracted towards Krishna. So like that. So glossy, therefore glistening or effulgent. And Pravruda means rainy season. So Krishna's beautiful form is just like a rainy clouds. We say in the rainy season, when clouds appears in the sky, they are full of waters. That's why we say ghana. Ghana, it's which full of waters, and the color is bluish. So Krishna's form is also the bluish cloud. And ghana also means deep. So that's why Krishna's color is deeply bluish. That's my snigdha pravrud ghana shyamam. So this pravrud ghana, rain clouds. And what the rain clouds do? It showers rain. So this pravrud ghana also means rasa varshi. So Krishna also, he showers the rasa, nectar, upon his devotees. And this water is life, and one cannot survive without this water. So like this, devotees also, this ghana, pravruda ghana, for the devotees, the Krishna showers that nectar upon his devotees, and devotees cannot sustain their lives without seeing Krishna, without seeing that beautiful form. And once one get that shower, cool shower of that rainy season, what happens? One becomes very cool. You know? So in the scorching heat of the sun, we are suffering. So like that, when we see that beautiful form of the Lord, that all the miseries of this material world, they are mitigated just by seeing the beautiful form of the Lord. This pravruda can also mean, this pravruda is also mean that which showers profusely what the devotees desires. That's why pravruda ghana shyamam. That which showers profusely what the devotees desires. Prakshena varshati manoratham. So Lord, when we go in front of the Lord and we pray, so the Lord, our spiritual desires are fulfilled. So like that. सो सर्व सौंदर्य संग्रहम, द लॉर्ड इज द ही इज द कलेक्शन ऑफ ऑल द ब्यूटी एंड द ब्यूटी ऑफ दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड एंड द ब्यूटी ऑफ द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड. अहम सर्वस्य प्रभो मत्त सर्वं प्रवर्तते, कृष्णा सेज इन द भगवद गीता दैट ही इज द सोर्स ऑफ एवरीथिंग. चारु आय चतुर्बाहु, दैट दिस ब्यूटिफुल हैंड्स दे आर एक्सटेंडेड अप टू द थाय. सुजात रुचिनाननम, दैट हिज फेस, ब्यूटिफुल फेस इज वेरी ब्यूटिफुल. रुचिराननम, वेरी ब्यूटिफुल. एंड सुजात ऑल्सो मीन्स टेकिंग बर्थ इन हाई फैमिली, सुजात. सो दिस कंपेर्ड, दिस सुजात रुचिराननम, हिज फेस इज कंपेर्ड टू अ लोटस. सो दिस लोटस हैज टेकन बर्थ इन अ हाई फैमिली. सो दिस लॉर्ड्स ब्यूटिफुल अट्रैक्टिव फेस दैट इज कंपेर्ड टू अ लोटस फ्लावर विच हैज हाई पेरेंटेज. Like that, Sujata Ruchinananam. And lotus also has another characteristics, that it is cooling, you know. And so the Lord's face, that Lord's face is also very cooling. And Sunasikam, his nose, raised nose, very beautiful to look at. So we see the raised nose is very beautiful. Not the praise nose, you know. So sudvijam. When you smile, your teeth are visible, you know. That's why. So that Lord's teeth, they are compared to the jasmine birds. So like that. So Chaitanya Charitamrita describes the sweetness of Lord's Krishna's form. So that sweetness is mentioned, that Mathura women, they describes the gopis' fortune of seeing Krishna's form. Gopyastapakkim acharan yadamusharupam lavanyasaram asamurdhvam ananyasiddham drigbhipibantiyas anusava abhinavam durapam ekant dham yashasashya aishvaryasya. So there they mention what austerities these gopis have done, that they are getting the chance to see the Lord, you know, and that beautiful form of the Lord. And there are six characteristics that are mentioned here. Lavanya Saram, that this is the essence of all beauty. Asamurdhvam, and that beauty is unparalleled. Not even Narayan in the Vaikuntha can match that beauty. And Ananya Siddham, that it is the perfection. Drigbhi pibanto anusavabhinavam, and anusavabhinavam means that beauty is ever fresh. It's not that you are seeing that beauty and once you have seen, now there is nothing to see, you know. So it's anusavabhinavam, every moment that beauty is increasing. And durapam, it's very rare to see that form. Ekanta dhama yashasah shriya aishwaryasya, and that beauty includes yashasah, fame, shriya, all opulence and all beauty, aishwaryasya, like that. And after seeing Krishna, devotees that criticize the following verses mentions that how the devotees, they criticize the blinking of the eye, their eye. Yasyana namma karakundala charukarna bhrajat kapola subhagam suvilasahasam nityotsavam natatripur drishibhi pibento naryo naracha mudita kupitas nimecha. So they are saying, nityotsavam, this seeing the beautiful form of the Lord, it's nityotsavam. Every moment it's festival. Na tatrapur drushibhi pibantu, and they are not at all, they are satisfied seeing the those that beautiful form. Naryo Narachya Mudita. And it's giving pleasure to all the men and women. And but they are at the same time, they are Kupita Nimeshya. They are condemning the creator who has created these eyes. Eyelids, especially. Nimeshya, eyelids. Gopis also pray. Atati yad bhavan ahanikananam trutir yugayate tvam apashyatam kutila kuntalam shri mukham chate jadau dikshatam pakshmakridrisham. So they are saying atati yad bhavan ahanikananam, that when you go to the forest ahanikananam in the daytime, trutir yugayate tvam apashyatam, that even not seeing you for a moment or second, that appears like a truti yugayate, it's appears like a yuga. Kutila kuntalam shri mukham chate, that your face which is covered with this beautiful curly hairs. Shri Mukham Chate, Jada Udikshatam, Pakshma Kridrisham, that we consider the creator, that he is a dull creator. He has created this eyes with the eyelids. So in the subsequent verses, it is mentioned that how the Krishna's body is like a 24 and half moons. You know? So it is mentioned. So this 24 and half moons, Madhav Gopal Rose, he was also mentioning in his couple of days he gave the class, that those 24 and half moons, we should meditate when we are seeing, taking the darshan of the Lord, we should meditate on this 24 and half moons Krishna is exhibiting. So this one moon is Krishna's lotus face, two moons, that is his two cheeks, that is three, total three, and another moon is the sandalwood mark on his forehead, that is another moon, that is four, and his forehead, that is compared to a half moon, that is four and half, and his toenails and his fingernails, that is 10, 10, 20. So like that, 24 and half moons. So Krishna is exhibiting. Nadile ka laksha koti sabe dila aankhi duti tate dila nimisha achhadana vidhi jadata podhana rasa shunya taramana nahi jane yogya srijana. So like this, they are saying, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is mentioning the mood of the gopis. Nadile ka laksha koti sabe dila aankhi duti, that you have given only the two eyes and not the thousands and lakhs of eyes. Tate dila nimisha achhadana, and upon those eyes there is a achadan, covering of the nimesh eyelids. Vidhi jada tapodhana rasa shunya taramana, and the vidhi, the creator, he is very dull, and he has dull because of tapodhan. He has done so many austerities and tapasya, because of that he has become very dull. Rasa shunya taraman nahi gyane yogya sri jana. And he doesn't understand how to create. You know? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he recites very beautiful shlok, which exhibits the sweetness of the Lord. Madhuram madhuram vapurasya vibhor, madhuram madhuram vadanam madhuram, madhugandhi mrudusmitam etad aho, madhuram 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 मधुरम 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 वपुरस्य विभोर, दैट वपुरस्य विभोर, वपु मीन्स बॉडी, दैट कृष्णाज बॉडी इज वेरी स्वीट. मधुरम 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 वदनम मधुरम, वदनम इज हिज इज फेस, दैट हिज फेस इज मधुरम मधुरम मधुरम, इवन स्वीटर देन हिज बॉडी. एंड मधुगंधी मृदु स्मिते स्मितम एतत अहो मधुरम, दैट हिज मृदु स्मितम, हिज सॉफ्ट स्माइल इज, एंड दैट स्मॉट सॉफ्ट स्माइल दैट इज एंडाउड विथ मधुगंधी, दैट फ्रैग्रेंस ऑफ द हनी. एंड हाउ इज दैट? दैट इज मधुरम 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 मधुरम, दैट इज स्टिल स्वीटर. So four times this madhuram is used. So like that. So like this, we can meditate what Lord Shiva is telling, how this sweetness of this Krishna's form, his sweetness of his face, his eyes, his forehead, his smile, his glance. So this is help. This will help us to take that beautiful darshan of the Lord, to meditate on his beautiful features. So like that. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.